This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. 20 years ago, a promising young New York artist started showing her paintings and photographs at galleries in Soho. Over the years, Yu Ling built a respectable career with exhibits in Los Angeles, Miami, Munich, and London, as well as New York. Then, a few years ago, the art world learned the truth about Yu Ling. She's Lucy Liu.
You may not be able to fight like a samurai, but you can at least die like a samurai.
Yep, that Lucy Liu, the co-star of Ally McBeal, Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, and now the CBS series Elementary, about a modern-day Sherlock Holmes and Watson. So, Yu Ling and Lucy Liu, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you so much for having us.
Exactly. I had no idea you were a visual artist. Did you have, as a young person, an aha moment where you decided you needed to do this?
I think as a young person, creativity was not something that we were encouraged to sort of think about, work on, just sort of even live in.
Really?
In that space. It was very much about survival, you know, just getting by.
So when did you discover that I want to make art, I want to act, all those things?
I discovered it when I was very young, but it seemed like it was something that was just very trivial in terms of pursuing it as a career. And then once I left NYU, I was there for a year, I transferred to the University of Michigan, I sort of just started taking classes that I wanted to take. And it was my first foray outside of the city, and it was also my first time away from my family, and I just chose all the different classes that I wanted to take. I took art history. I took Chinese. I took ceramics. I took, you know, anything that I thought was interesting. And then I sort of discovered that it was nobody was stopping me or, you know, grabbing me by the shoulder and
saying,
"Not
even your parents?"
No. I mean, they weren't really aware of the classes I was taking. They never asked. I was the third born. And my sister had gone to Cornell, my brother at Columbia. So I think they were sort of at that point just, I was out loose.
I know how that youngest child thing goes. You get away with murder.
You get away with things and nobody's checking. I mean, if you're still alive, you know, and you have a heartbeat, then everything's okay.
Exactly. So you get out of college. Do you think, I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to be a painter, I'm going to be both? What was the idea?
When I got out of college, I knew that I was going to be an actor. I had a very pivotal moment at the end of the year where I did a play and I was cast as the lead. And that was the first time I recognized that as somebody who was Asian, I could do something that was not behind the scenes. And I always felt that it was something that I couldn't achieve. You know, there was nobody in entertainment on the forefront of it that had an Asian face.
Well, there barely is now.
They're still working on it.
That's charitable.
Coming together slowly. But that was the first time I recognized there was a possibility, and I just grabbed it.
What made you decide you would do one under this pseudonym and one under your name?
When I came out with a show and I went to Munich and I did a show there, I decided to use my Chinese name because I did not want people to judge the work or come just because it was me. I wanted it to be more of an open...
It was after you had gotten success as
yes,
an actor.
Yes, exactly. I think that when I decided to put a book together just 2 years ago was when the person said, well, we should probably use your real name. And I thought about it for a while and I realized that, you know what, people are going to criticize whether or not you use your name or not, or they're going to come or they're going to see it or not. I decided to sort of embrace it fully and just go for it.
In 2004, you're a movie star. You've just been in Kill Bill. You moved back to New York and enroll at the New York Studio School. What were you thinking? Why did you need to do that?
Yes, and I'll give you the reasoning behind that. As I went to a couple of different galleries, and they said, "Well, what's your background? Where's your degree?" And apparently, it seemed like nobody really wanted to get involved if you didn't have a master's.
Really, you couldn't just say, "Hey, I'm Lucy Liu."
No, that's not going to buy you anything but pain and trouble. So that's when I started thinking that maybe this is something that I need to do in order to, you know, be considered a real artist.
Well, that's wrong, but okay, I get it.
It was wrong because I think in the end, it's not about having a degree; it's about your work and what that presentation is. And while I was in school, I really learned that, you know, I don't really need to pursue a master's. I love being in classes. I love painting. I love doing sculpture. And if people like it or they want to be a part of it, then great.
So this new project, 72, which are 72 paintings, and there's a limited edition of prints, and this is what you've done recently. Tell me about that. How did this come to be?
I saw this chart that had all of these different descriptions of things like energy and success and fertility and health. And I thought it was very interesting because it was sort of broken down like how Chinese is written, you know, in blocks and in a very organized manner, which is a lot of times how I like to work. And I was inspired by that, and I thought it would be really amazing to sort of do a painting per one of those characters. And so I put a book together of that and then included the meditations of that in the back of the book, which I wrote.
The pictures in the 72, more than earlier work of yours I've seen, seem to be referring explicitly to traditional Chinese forms. They are black and white. They're abstract. Where did that come from? Where did that decision come from?
You know, it's an interesting question. It just seemed very natural for me to go in that direction. I had been using a lot of color, a lot of thick paint.
Doing figurative
things? Yeah, something more figurative. It was something that was much simpler for me. You know, simpler in terms of what I wanted to do. I wanted to sort of just take everything out and condense it into one object, one thought. And I wanted to be a fast movement. I wanted to have an expression without too much time, you know, not allowing myself that much time, because I think sometimes you can overwork something. And that was an experiment for me to try. And I think it was probably my most successful. Because I didn't think about it so
much. And do you paint while you're working? I mean, doing a show, 22 episodes a year, that's a lot of work. Do you do between that? I mean, how do those two parts of your life fit in together?
It's basically a flow. I will, if I have smaller works, I'll bring them with me. If I have larger pieces, I'll just go back to the studio and work on it. But I always have something on hand, generally. I never am empty-handed. And, you know, much to the dismay of a lot of people, I always show up to work with, you know, three or four, maybe seven bags of stuff. And I bring it to the trailer and, you know, because I just never know if I'm going to have time or if inspiration is going to strike.
So in this show, Elementary, you're starring as Watson, Joan Watson, opposite Johnny Lee Miller as Sherlock Holmes. I read that you turned down this role again and again when it was offered at first.
I turned it down the first time because I was concerned about the fact that it was another incarnation of Holmes and Watson. And I felt that it would be, again, something that would be under the microscope of the critics and other people that were huge fans. And I also thought that it could work without the names. You could just substitute anybody's name. It could be Johnson and Smith, you know, why not? But Rob Doherty, who I work with, and I just think he's wonderful.
Who created the show.
Yeah, he's the creator of the show, was very firm and very clear and very confident about the use of that and the history of that and the literature that, you know, he wanted to sort of embed in there, but at the same time modernize it.
Holmes in the show is a recovering heroin addict, and it's set in present-day New York. You start out as his sort of recovery buddy, coach, and then become his detective partner. I want to play a clip. This is a scene where the two of you are sitting at a cafe on a stakeout.
Do you think we're cut off from the world? You know, neither of us dates, neither of us really goes out much at all, actually.
We're not cut off from the world. We're engaged in creating one that's actually worth living in.
Well, my friend signed me up for this dating website, and I think I'm going to put my profile up. You know, so be nice if I bring anyone around, okay?
Won't it be an issue?
Why won't it be an issue?
Because you won't actually bring anyone around. I've lived most of my life with the firm conviction that romantic love is a delusion. It's a futile hedge against the existential terror that is our own singularity. Then I met someone who calls herself Irene Adler, and that forced me to re-examine those convictions. She, of course, turned out to be a criminal.
Never really discussed how that made you feel.
I feel liberated.
That was Lucy Liu and Johnny Lee Miller in Elementary. It's interesting that you are very much playing the Watson role, even in character moments like that. Did you... once you decided to do it, did you go back and read Arthur Conan Doyle?
Absolutely. Actually, it was the first time I had read any of the literature at all. It was not something that we grew up reading
right.
or having been, you know, none of – we didn't even have bedtime stories. So when people bring up stories now,
jeez.
I'm sort of shocked. I mean, it wasn't that kind of a life. It was, you know, I mean, my sister – we spoke Chinese at home, so it would be very unlikely for us to learn English
right.
until she went to kindergarten,
yeah.
essentially.
Is there some kind of role – I mean, you've done a range of roles, played? Bad people, good people, in between people. Is there something you've always wanted to do that would be against type? That why can't I get cast as that?
For a while, I was really getting a lot of offers and cast as sort of the baddie, you know.
Off of the Ally McBeal character?
It was sort of the stunts and the action and that kind
of. Oh, and the Kill Bill,
yeah,
I suppose,
like
helped
cutting
as well?
The heads and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, those small things.
Yeah.
And people really wanted that. It sort of got their blood going.
The price you pay for bringing up either my Chinese or American heritage as a negative is, I collect your f***ing head.
And it's funny because I didn't really enlist myself in that field when I started. And I had to learn those things and really engage myself in a physical manner that I did not know that I was going to have to do.
Yeah.
And so the one thing that I can say that is a bit of a struggle is not being able to portray characters that were in history already, you know, because there's a lot of emphasis.
Because history has left out Asian people?
They say that the Asian generation is the invisible generation, basically, that, you know, because you're not black and because you're not white, then people don't think that you have prejudice. And I don't completely agree with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't find that it's always the case that people of Asian descent are going to, you know, protest and make a big stink out of something. You know,
right.
In our culture, there is something that's about acceptance and about, you know, saving face. And so it's a very different dynamic that we have in terms of the struggle that we try to express ourselves.
And there is also, as long as we're trucking in stereotypes here, something about, no, don't go into acting, become a doctor, become an engineer. I mean, is that part of it as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I had that for sure. And it's not even about don't go into acting. It was sort of like, what is that? There's not even a category for art, you know.
But you're growing up in New York, but that had no impact on how your parents thought of what
no,
that might mean.
Absolutely not. Because we grew up in Queens, in Jackson Heights. We went to school. We came back from school. We were latchkey kids. We let ourselves in. We did our homework. We watched TV. They came home. You know, it's just we ate a TV dinner, we went to bed. And TV dinner was not like a bad thing. It was like a luxury.
I love TV dinners.
It was
as a
luxury
kid. Yeah.
To have a TV dinner.
And once it all worked out, this career that they had no basis for imagining or understanding, were your parents thrilled as parents should be?
I'm not sure thrilled is in the category.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was just about, oh, she's not going to starve on the street. She's not going to jump from from the Hollywood sign. My father was very upset when I left New York to come to Los Angeles, and I hadn't heard from him for a very long time. And then one day I got in the mail a check for $100, and I just was out of nowhere, you know, not really any note attached or anything like that. And then I found out later that he had read in a paper that an actress who wasn't doing well had jumped from the sign, and he was afraid that I was going to be, you know, in that position. But it's a different form of expression of showing concern.
So they're more relieved than ecstatic.
Exactly. Relief is a really – are they relieved? Yes. Absolutely.
Well,
exclamation point.
Congratulations. Lucy Liu, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
You can see Lucy Liu in Elementary on Thursday nights, and you can see some of her paintings at studio360.org.
Now, if any of you sons of got anything else to say, now's the time!